Welcome all, it's Lil Angel
and DA,
and you're listening to The Flip Side. All right, let's go.
Hey,
I thought you was gonna do the introduction. Okay, welcome to our new podcast, guys. It's called we're tweaking it right now, but I like David came up with the name Flip Side. So that's what we're gonna start with.
Yes, sir. So starting off, you know, I'm going to tell everybody who I am. I am David Alexander, you know, my full name. You can follow me on Facebook with that. And if you want to go to my custom t-shirt page, Dope by Design Tees, that's DOPEBYDESIGN Tees, TEES. All right. And also you can follow me on Instagram. Same thing, Dope by Design Tees.
Okay, that was like a really big introduction.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
What?
So, what's up? I'm Lil Angel. I mean, I'm Angelisa Parks on Facebook, on Snapchat and Instagram. You can find me at Lil Angel Cakes, Lil Angel, LILANGEL _ Cakes, CAKES. All right, let's get it started.
Let's go.
All right, so we're going to start off by talking mental health.
Mental health. All right, so I wanted to talk about this subject first off because being a child growing up in the 80s, you know, it was a lot that we went through. It's a lot that we knew about, and there's a lot of things that was hush-hush by our parents. So someone that might have, like, bipolar, we wouldn't talk about it. We'd just be like, oh, they crazy. Instead of getting that person help, we would just blow it over. Our parents would blow it over and not really take it that serious, and
right, like sweep it under the rug type thing.
Yeah, you know, so that person never got the help they needed, and it's very important now that we actually go and get some type of help, because you know these people are in the public and they're having episodes and going through depression and things like that, and we just brush it under the rug because that's what we were taught. So I mean, I feel like we definitely need to, you know,
bring some awareness type.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So, but like, if you're raised in a black home, that's just how it was for a long time. Only recently has it changed to, you know, people being open to talking about it, just bringing it up in conversation type thing.
So does that make that okay?
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying we're trying to correct the errors of our past and of our, you know, predecessors.
Right.
So it just is what it is. I'm not saying it's okay. It is what it is. And now we're able to, and we're willing to work through it. And thank you to the millennial generation for that.
That's true. Because they're crazy.
I know it. So, but I mean, we all crazy. We just, you know,
we got our levels.
Yeah. We talk about it a little bit more. So that lets, you know, other generations come out and talk about it. And I feel like that's thanks to the millennials. Because beforehand, nobody was talking about it until these kids were like, dude, you got me in college. You got me, you know, drowning in student loans, drowning in, you know, grades and classes and things like this. And you just want me to just cope with it. You know what I'm saying? So this is only recently that people are like, hey, listen.
Facts.
I need to talk about this with somebody.
True.
You know?
True. I mean, I know people who've been through depression. I've been through depression. I mean, I get it. But a lot of times, as a friend of someone else, you should notice the signs, man. You should be really concerned about your friends at all times.
I mean, I agree, and I understand that. But on the flip side, hey, that's the first time that we used it in the show. But on the flip side, you know, it's okay to talk about it. And everybody has something going on in their lives that, you know, maybe they just can't catch it. Or maybe they're going through their own form of depression that they're not associating it with depression. So this is why there needs to be a dialogue about it. There needs to be, you know, don't be afraid to talk about it. Mm. You need to be able to feel comfortable with talking to your friends and your family, your significant others about the situation, and your significant others, family and friends need to be able to be open to talking about it.
I got you. I see your flip side.
Yeah, so
I see what you're saying.
All right.
That's true. That's true.
So, you feel like moving to the next subject?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay, so let's talk stress coping tools. So we getting out of mental health. You know that you stress and you stressed out or whatever. Like, how would you suggest, or what do you do to cope? Because everybody's going to have stress in their lives.
Most people, you know, what they call it, self-medicate. And there's so many levels of that, because that goes back to mental illness. It's some things you shouldn't be indulging in, you know. So something like a good jog at home, working out.
Right. Definitely working out is always a good
right
outlet. Working out
and drinking, to me, in my personal opinion, drinking enough water, because it's like running a car without oil or low oil. Things work harder. Right. So, you know, I feel like being more hydrated helps with stress just a little bit. It ain't gonna take it away, but you know, it helps. It
definitely clears your mind a little bit.
Yeah, you know, lay off the sugars.
Right. You gotta be healthy all around. You know, people right. always, and now I feel like, and not to go back too much on it, but now I feel like people are so consumed in talking about and, you know, coping with fixing mental health that they forget about physical health.
Physical health as well. I agree.
You have to be physically sound. Just like you want to be sound in your mind, you need to be sound in your body.
That's true.
And so I agree. You know, working out, drinking water, you know, I like to plan. I like to write anything, any type of journaling.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Did I combat anything you had to say, or any coping mechanisms for you?
Hey, I'm no. over here chilling so, for you.
So we're not gonna do that. So I like to plan. I feel like if I can write it down, you know, things could go smoother.
Talk about it.
It doesn't always work ideally, but it gets things going. It gets things going in the right direction.
So boom, she just flip side of that real quick. Cause on the flip side, you can actually pick up something as a hobby, as a stress reliever, like planning your week, planning your day. I don't know, because it's getting the thoughts out of your mind on the paper to physically see, and clears your mind for other things to think about. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like that.
I like it as well. Thank you. Because I forgot to say, on the flip side.
Yeah, but on the flip side.
Yeah. Okay. So, are we done with this?
We can get the ball rolling.
Okay. So I like this. This is going through real smooth. So we'll talk about meal planning and meal prep. So we're going to talk about just personal experience. So when I'm in a good mood and things are going good at home, what we do is we sit down, because I love to plan. Uh-huh. So we sit down and we plan out a weekly meal schedule.
Right.
And then at the beginning of every week, we go to the grocery store and we get just those things.
Now, how many people do that? It's not many.
That's true.
People want to say, look, I'm grocery shopping for the month.
Yeah.
And be wasteful.
Yeah. Because when you grocery shop for the month, I have seen that to be like a really big problem. That's too much to think about at one time. And so you'd be like, oh, I normally make this, I normally make that, so I'm just going to grab all the stuff that I need to make all of this, and then we're going to hope for the best.
I like to sort my money. Like, maybe that first month, you might spend $500 to get everything, like emergency food, like, you know, canned goods, noodles, stuff like that. So when the pantry get kind of low, you kind of got some stuff.
Roll back on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with that. But that next month, you might want to just plan for the week, because you should still have commodities and things that you need around the house that's going to get you through the week or the months or whatever.
Right.
So
we try to do the weekly meal thing. And then, you know, we try to do something spontaneous, a new recipe every week.
Oh, yeah, we do that a lot.
We try to do that, but, you know, for the most part, you know, we just sit down and we be like, what do you want to eat this week? Okay, we had chicken. You got to trying to eat chicken 4 days in this week. We're not going to do that.
Man.
So, you know, we got to slow that because I will eat chicken every day is the thing about it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So we sit down and we talk about what we're going to eat. And we do not eat pork.
Right.
For health reasons, though. It's a health thing. So, are you Muslim? Are you this? Are you that?
It's not a religious thing.
It's not a religious thing. It's really a health thing. My mom has so many diseases and disorders, and it's because, you know, she just did not care to be healthy.
At all.
You know, and I watched it, and I watched her just dig herself in a deeper hole. And now the situation that she's in, I would not... I'm not okay with putting myself in that position and following in her footsteps in that instance. Mm-hmm. So we don't eat pork. We don't eat much beef. Every time that we have beef, if we have beef, we're really drowsy and really like
sluggish
that day. So like I said, we try not to eat so much. And if we do, it's like maybe a spaghetti or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something... you know, kind of
light.
Yeah. That's the only word I could think about. So, you know, chicken, fish, turkey.
Facts.
Sometimes just no meat.
You know, I don't even notice there's no meat on the plate half the time.
Sometimes it's just not meat. It's just like, okay, well, we'll eat this.
Because I say that because a lot of people... gotta have a meat on the plate.
That is true, because that is me.
You know.
I won't even lie, that's me. But sometimes it's okay to just, we want a salad.
Right.
It don't have to be chicken salad. It could just be salad.
That's why meal prep is so key. Because it's like, we already know we're cooking that week. So ain't no indecisiveness coming into play. The food is already bought, so it got to be cooked, you know.
We know what to pull out, to thaw. We know how long it's going to last us, you know. With our schedules, you know, I know that if I cook for us, our son, the three of us, that there may be this amount left over. I know that that could be eaten for lunch the next day or so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's just good to have a plan, man. It's just really good to have a plan. So, I love planning. Yeah.
I agree.
All right, let's move on to relationships.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bang.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's talk about our relationship.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the beginning. This is the first episode, so let's speak about the beginning.
Mm. Everybody should know about the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's like paradise.
Yeah. That's it.
It's called the interview.
Yeah, like in the beginning, okay, this guy just was so adamant about getting my number. It was really like, this dude, I'm trying not to curse, y'all. I curse so much and I say bad words so much. I'm trying
sailor mouth, boy.
I'm trying not to. So anyway, this guy, he was really trying to get me. And I was just like I was at work. And he came to me. He was like, man, if my phone went dead, I'd get your number. And I was like, dang, like that? Is you that confident?
Yes, ma'am.
And he was like, yeah. I said, well, if your phone went dead, I probably would have gave it to you.
Mm.
Do you know if this man went out, like out of the store. I was working at Quick Trip. He went out of the store, came back in.
Mm-hmm.
With a pen and paper.
You know it.
What's up?
What's up? Shit.
So I gave him the number. I didn't think he was going to text me or like, I didn't think it was, you know, I didn't think it was nothing. And he texted me. He was like, what's up? What's up? You know, whatever. And our schedules were really like out of whack.
Man.
But every day, like we went on one date. And then after that, we saw each other every single day. Even if it was like for 10 minutes, we saw each other every single day. And,
facts.
You know, it was just, it was so new and it was so different.
Different. Definitely different.
It was different. And we were both like, just like, it is what it is. Whatever it is, we're going to let it be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.
True.
And it still is.
Still that way. Yeah. Only thing I can really remember in the beginning, it was like, when I first seen it, it was like, when you see something you really want, and you like, confident you can get it, but you like, I gotta be just right. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be just right at that point. Like, you know, you go to a car lot, your credit score gotta be just right. You know you want this Benz, but you like, yo, I know my credit score gotta be just right. So you go in there with your fingers crossed, like, yeah, let me get this car with this 600. You know what I'm saying? This 620 score or something. You know what I'm saying? So I knew I had to be right. So I try to talk to her real respectful. I tried to, you know, approach her like a man should approach her. I didn't say, hey, girl. Hey, shorty. You know, I just tried my best to be real respectful because that's how I seen her. So when I seen her, the only person I seen in the room was her. So I was like, boom. I can't let a dead phone keep me from talking to her. And that always goes through my mind. Like, you know, I had to be persistent. And it got me to be here now with my best friend. So, for all you fellas, you know, sometimes it's good to shoot that shot, and you might brick. But you got to shoot that three again. You feel me? I'm for real. Ooh. Because I could have just walked away. Like, man, she tripping.
That's true.
Trip.
So that's really true. You know. What I'm saying? And I'm glad you didn't, babe, because I love you so much.
I love you too.
And I'm so glad you did. Because I would have blew you off. Because I was working, you know? It wasn't purpose. It's just like, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not serious. You know, he not serious.
Yeah, hurt my little feelings.
He just talking because he think I'm cute in my little work pants.
Whatever.
You did.
You had them brown pants and butts.
Listen. So.
Yeah, so that was heaven. So let's kind of speed up a little bit into the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, in every relationship, there's always something. It's, mm-hmm. If it's perfect, you should be scared. But it's always something.
That's true.
And the things that we went through, we're not even going to go into them. You don't have to. The average relationship stuff that everyone goes through. Mm-hmm. We was able to sit down and communicate our problems. I'm the big talker. She's not much of the talker. She's more of the, oh, if it's not working, I'm not about to deal with it type person.
This is true.
And I'm like, nah, that's crazy because I went through hell and back to make sure I could have you and now we're together. I don't want to give you up. And I know the old me, I don't even know how to express the old me, but I would have been like, oh, I ain't dealing with this either. Like, I don't got time for this. But it's just like when you start to grow up and you in a relationship, you have to be mature.
That is true. You know. And you brought that out of me. Because I have always been so quick to be like, I don't know. This isn't, no. probably not. Yeah. So let me skirt.
True that.
So, like, you make me stick with it. Like, you make me stay here and deal with my problems. Right. And I'm just so appreciative of that.
Yeah, because on the flip side, I could have just let whatever problems was going through happen. Just say, forget it, brush it out on the rug, and walk away. And I'm a true believer that, you know, what you was going through in your last relationship, you would automatically put into your new one. It's just facts because, you know, you probably just came out of a hurt relationship by being hurt. You could have been the person to do the hurting. So you're going to do the next relationship trying to hurt the next person. As soon as, you know, something is not right. And I feel like if you jumping from relationship to relationship, it's about as bad from jumping from job to job. Like, you just going to quit everything in life. You know, and I feel like you shouldn't do that. I mean, stick out your guns and do what you need to do. Because we never know what the future might bring in a relationship.
This is true.
You never know.
Just work through it. Fight for what you believe in. Fight for what you love.
True. Don't let nobody beat on you, though. Now,
that's true.
I ain't saying stay in a relationship just because he whooped you once and you feel like he ain't whooping no more. And dudes getting whooped in relationships, too.
Because
now.
That is not a thing. Listen, if they do it once, listen. Man. If they put hands on you one time, that is not a behavior that can be halted.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. It's going to continue.
So, but that's another segment. That's another time. That's another day. So we are going to move right on into the next topic, which is current events. So, we've been talking about it for a while now. Tumblr takes adult content off their site.
Right, correct.
For good. There's no more adult content on Tumblr. As of last week?
Yeah, as of last week.
Okay.
So if you guys don't already know about it, Tumblr was allowing you to upload, you know, stuff from porn, your own personal porn, videos.
Favorite porn site.
Yeah, stuff like that. And what they call GIFs, GIF or whatever it is. That allows you to do that type of stuff. And, you know, it was started in 2010. But recently, there was, I would call it what, pedophilia that was being uploaded. And
kiddie porn.
Yeah, so that's a no-no. So everybody had to get the backlash on that because at the end of the day, that's something.
Yeah, they were
serious.
It was something about getting sued, but I don't want to speak on you know stuff like that because I don't know 100% facts, and I don't like to speak on things that I don't have facts on. But the fact is that they were under scrutiny for this kiddie porn, so they decided to take porn off completely. Just because it's so easy for, you know, children to access it as well. You know what I mean? Consumers.
Right.
Of course, it tells you need to be 18 and end up to, you know, to view the content. But who doesn't know somebody who's lied about that? Yeah, true. I'm 18. But you know what I mean? But you're not. You're just not. So it's hard to regulate stuff like that. It's hard to monitor stuff like that. So it's just easier for Tumblr if they just remove it all.
True. Now, how I feel about it is, with something like that, it's
so on the flip side.
Yeah. So on the flip side, I feel like, because I had another flip side to say, but
on
that note.
Oh my bad.
I'm gonna say this: if adults are coming together to do something like the Tumblr thing, and something goes wrong, I feel like a company as big as Tumblr have so many avenues to fix it, and they shouldn't take something from a bunch of people who are doing right.
Right.
To punish them for a few people that's doing wrong. But
on the flip side,
I'm a big advocate about protecting women and children because trafficking is really serious. They are snatching children and women like it ain't nothing. And it's crazy. And seeing something like child pornography is being put on social sites, that lets you know that it's people out there who could be child snatchers, could be snatching kids and women and stuff like that. And it's almost like if you're not really aware of that, that could be somebody's child that's on there. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get it.
Somebody that's on the back of the milk carton is also on your Tumblr feed. I get that.
Yeah, so like I said, on the flip side, hey, it ain't gonna kill nobody to not be able to go to Tumblr and see some porn. Like, Facebook got it on in groups, and then,
right,
you know, you got Pornhub and all that other stuff, and, you know, nah, man, just let it go, man. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I understand all of that.
It started in 2010. It had a good run.
Yeah, you know. So, my thing is, okay, you said, you know, don't punish everybody.
Yeah.
You know, the bulk of people for a few people, but you know, on the flip side, I am military, and that is how things work sometimes. That is just how you have to discipline people sometimes.
I can agree with that to a certain extent, because as a child, I can't say military, but as a child, you know, one kid messed up, we all got whooped because we didn't tell on each other.
Right.
So I get what you're saying.
I mean, it's just like true as a child, but in the military, that should really, like, mass punishment is really a fucking thing. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I've been doing so good. Soon as I get to talk about in the military, I always get vulgar. Yeah. Okay, we're done. Okay. I'm gonna move on
to
the next.
Find that little beeper and beep you out.
Beep beep.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Mm. You can do a lot of beeping. Boy, okay. Let's move on to the next subject, which is one of my favorites. It's not my favorite because my favorite is last. Okay, anyway. Entrepreneurial exposure. I'm going to say a word again. You ready? Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurial exposure.
Gotcha.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. So right now, just testing out, we're going to talk about me. Who else but me?
Right.
So for anybody that knows me or knows what I do on Facebook and Instagram, I do custom T-shirts. That's pretty much anything with T-shirts, sweatshirts, you know, the thing that can be printed on. So family reunions, birthdays, I love doing birthdays. That's like one of my favorites. Custom clothing lines. Shout out to all the clothing line companies who came to me to trust me with their brand and to get them some exposure as well. I want to thank all of them because they pushed me to expand my business as well. So once again, I want to shout out my sites on Facebook and Instagram, Dope by Design Tees on both of those. And come definitely check me out, man. We do great work. Depends on what it is. I can do same day. The average run time is about 3 to 4 days, depending on how big the haul is. And from there, I want to make everyone a satisfied customer. Thank you for that. Thank you. Hey.
Okay, so I just want to add to it. It's not a flip side. I just want to add to it because this is my man's. And he you know, is always so humble. And he just sometimes needs to just, you know, not be, you know. Don't be so modest all the time. Listen, I have the bulk of my wardrobe as far as tops is Dope by Design Tees, Manish, which is a clothing line of his. That is another story, another topic. But the bulk of my wardrobe is made by my man. Like, how cool is that?
That's dope.
That's dope.
That's support right there for y'all that don't know what support supposed to
look
like.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Listen.
By design.
Like, he does everything custom. You know, there's he doesn't go and buy, you know, a pamphlet or something like that or a template from, you know, Etsy or something like that. He does it all from scratch, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you asking this man for, he is doing it from scratch. If you're starting a clothing line and you're asking him to do your logo, he is doing this from scratch. See, he didn't tell y'all, he does logos.
To the T.
He can do flyers. He don't like doing flyers that much, but he can do flyers. Okay?
It's just me, guys, so, you know, sometimes I get overwhelmed.
You know, like candles.
Oh, yeah, the picture
candles. Okay, canvas. Mm-hmm. He's done a canvas. There's a canvas hanging up in our home, in our room, of his daughter. Mm-hmm. One of the first projects he did on a canvas, y'all. Stop playing with me. Okay.
Yeah, done a lot, baby.
Signs.
Yeah, signs.
Okay, so no flip side. I just wanted to sing my man's praises.
Thank you, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Let's get to this summary. Oh, it's not the summary. It's the last topic. So
her favorite topic.
Shopaholics Anonymous. So welcome all to Shopaholics Anonymous. I am Angelisa, and I am a shopaholic. Okay.
This is crazy.
All right. So what kind of damage did I do this week? I did some damage, y'all. It is Christmas week. Today is Christmas Eve. Okay, it is Christmas week, y'all. I did so much damage this week. What did I buy? Listen, I went to... Okay. So we have this bank, right? And with our bank, you get cash back if you use your bank card at, like, certain places. So, you know what we did? I'm on vacation. So, you know what we did? We picked a day, and we just went out and started buying at those places because we're getting cash back. So, I'm winning because I shop at these places already anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So, they just gave me a whole fucking excuse. Excuse me again. Beep. to shop. Like, Lord, listen, I went to Sephora. First of all, I know that Fenty, Rihanna came out with her foundation earlier this year. I know this, but I love MAC. So, but MAC didn't give me no cash back. Sephora did. So guess what I did? I went to Sephora and I bought me some Fenty Beauty. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I will be doing a makeup live broadcast on tomorrow on Christmas Day to do my Christmas makeup. Yay. Okay, with Fenty Beauty as the feature. Mm. Okay. What else did I do? We went to Five Guys, y'all. It's three of us. We went to Five Guys, spent 50 dang old dollars. I want to say damn. I'm going to just say it anyway. We went to Five Guys, spent 50 damn dollars. Man. But we got cash back, so it's so it's okay. I mean, that's how we're rationalizing this. And I'm not, it's not just me this time. He, David, my man's, he indulged me this whole day. Yeah, we're getting cash back. Go ahead, go, baby. So we went to Five Guys, and we ate there for $50 for three people. Okay, that's too much. Anyway, we went to Gymboree. Okay, we went and got the kid so, and they had a sale, 50% off of everything. And then 50% off of the stuff that was already clearanced. Listen, I was in there having a ball. So I got cash back for that too, Gymboree. I think they still have that sale going on. Where else did we go, babe?
The other place we went to, we went to the mall and did something else, right? No, it wasn't the mall. Michael's.
Oh, I went to Michael's. I did a Michael's haul. So I have a business endeavor that I am now
currently indulged in.
Indulged in. So I went to Michael's to get me a new planner because I told y'all I love planning. Okay? So, but I need a new planner because this is a new thing and I don't want this stuff in my personal planner. You get me? I need a business planner. So now I have a business planner and I have a reason to plan in it. And it's the big one. And I got a sale, 40% off, because y'all know Michael's love that 40% off stuff. And I get 10% cash back.
So this is like Shopper Anonymous. That means you need help, right?
No, listen, but listen. The help is the cash back.
You know what? You know, since I help indulge in that, I'm not even gonna say nothing.
I know. You know what? Oh, we went to Walmart. We got Babe is bald with a beard. And he doesn't like he doesn't like trying new things because new things means you know,
I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. It's like up in the air about whatever the product is. Right. So we went. I've been trying to get him to try Harry's for the longest. And we're going to do, next week, we're going to do a review on it. Yeah. It's what he does not know. Or he knows it now. So.
But I have to say this. On the flip side, I like it. So, haven't tried the blades yet. I don't like five blades on my
razor. You didn't let me. This is my segment.
I'm sorry. You know what? You sure right.
I was trying to get my words out. I was going to say that you don't like five blades. And this is why that we couldn't get Harry's. I've been trying to get you to get Harry's since we went to Target that day. And I was like, oh, babe, look at all these different brands. Because, you know, Target is really big on beards for some reason.
I don't know why, but yeah.
They're really, like.
This particular one, probably.
Right. I think it's our Target, like the area that we're in. But anyway, so he doesn't like five blades. We're going to try the five blades. I might do it myself because I like shaving him. He like me shaving him.
Comes out clean.
So we're going to try that. What else did I show? You know, I got Christmas gifts, of course. The kid got like so much like Legos, freaking making Hot Wheels. A train set. So we were just doing stuff. And shopping was good this week. It really was. Listen, I got me some dinner. Well, not really dinner because people don't eat dinner on Christmas. They eat lunch. So I went and got me some food to cook for lunch. I'm making sweet potato pies right now, which I need to when we finish this, I have to wrap this up because my sweet potatoes will be done by then. Thanks. So, multitasking. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, couldn't get that out. Let me start over. On the flip side, I probably won't be going shopping this week. I've done enough, so. But yeah, so we're gonna wrap things up.
Oh yeah.
But we're gonna talk about one more thing before we wrap it up because.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay. What are we gonna talk about?
Well, when we were in current events, we forgot to talk about our melanin popping segment. And what we chose to talk about was the king of R&B. What's up? What's happening? This is going to be the last subject, and we're going to wrap it up after this.
Okay, we had to make that the last subject, because I think that subject right there is touchy, man. Like,
Hold on. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, okay, start off by saying how you feel about, what is his name?
Jacquees.
Saying he is king of R&B, and then say whatever.
How I feel about it?
Yeah, like what do you think about that?
What I think about it, how I think about it is, he has the right to claim it.
Okay.
And being so, because think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever T.I. did it, no one that was claiming to be the king of the South.
Right.
They fought him on it. And then he got someone to say, hey, he is, which was Pimp C. So OG had to step up and say, hey, yo, he really is the king of the South.
Okay.
So I feel like if somebody credit that young man right now, they'll leave that man alone.
But who's going to credit that young man? Because the young man done came for all the old people.
That's true.
So I'm just wondering.
But you got to think about it too. Like back in those times, like the Vikings and stuff like that. If you wanted to be king, you wasn't silent. You stepped up and said, "I'm the king," and you got to fight for it and prove you the king. So right now, I think he getting what he want. He getting eyes on him. He getting his views up, and he gonna have to prove it. I wouldn't say he isn't the king, but if you want to take that spot that nobody else is claiming that or has ever claimed.
Right, nobody claims it. Right. It's like not really a thing. But for you to be that arrogant,
right,
and be like, I'm the king, like, wait, though. Like, if that were a thing, why would it be you? Why do you think that it would be you? Just because you're the first person to say it? Because, I mean, or because there's really not anyone, like, male-wise that's dominating R&B charts right now. Is that what it is? If that's what it is, then, okay, I'm seeing this. Because there's no really, it's not really R&B, it's not really,
nah,
it's not going on right now. So if that's where he's coming from, okay, or maybe it's because his age, he feel like he young, he hot, man. Nobody else is saying nothing, nobody else is doing nothing.
I think we're skipping over what's real.
What's real?
He has to have a PR. And if nobody knows what a PR is, a public relation person. A person that knows how to trigger the public to trip out.
Right.
And the last person to trip out in music was Tekashi 6ix9ine. And what is it called? What they call it in like when you trolling.
Mm-hmm.
He trolling.
Mm.
He don't care about being a king. He really don't want that title. He don't care. But right now, the boy trying to get signed. He trying to get out there. He trying to get his money up. And if he trolling right now, of course he's going to ruffle some feathers.
Okay.
So I respect the hustle, if anything.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, I agree.
So how you feel about you? You feel like he is or he's not the king of R&B?
I feel like...
his generation, as he said.
I'm not part of that generation that he claimed.
I'm not either.
So maybe we should ask somebody who is, and then we'll come back to that.
All right. I think they agree with us, but okay.
I mean, hey, but we still, you know, that's not our era. He said, what is it? What did he say? 95, 94,
he was saying
96.
The people that's between 16 and 25, that's knocking at your door.
Okay, no, he said A, he said years. Don't worry about it, because we're going to come back with facts, and we're going to come back with somebody who is in that age range, because I know, I was like, ooh.
What Tank say?
That wasn't me.
He and his king.
He stood right in front of Keith Sweat, and basically, you know, I don't want to talk about it no more. All right.
Somebody need to give him a whooping, bro.
All right, we're just going to end this segment. We're just saying, you know, thanks for listening.
Hey.
You know, first one down.
First one down.
Many more to come.
Hey.
So I'm going to do the outroduction.
That's another thing, but boom, we just did it.
Boom. So I'm just going to reiterate our social media profiles, and we'll see you guys later. David Alexander, who is this wonderful man sitting next to me. Hey. On Facebook, you can find him at David Alexander. And his business pages, you can find Facebook and Instagram, Dope by Design Tees. Lil Angel.
Hey.
Yeah, Lil Angel. They call me in the hood. Okay, I'm just playing. Listen, Facebook is Angelisa Parks. And on Snapchat and Instagram, you can find me at Lil Angel_Cakes.
Hey.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Peace.